With that, I'd like to call this March 18th SEPA special board meeting to order. Sharon, would you please call the roll?
Sievertson?
Here.
Donato?
Here.
Bradbury?
Here.
Gage? Prysunka?
Here.
Valarma?
Here.
Henson?
Here.
Walker? Lynn? Hagerman?
Here.
Carl, do you know if Mr. Lynn was going to be joining us? Or?
Yeah, he was going to be calling in today, so he should be here shortly.
Okay. Aside from SEPA Council and staff, is there anybody else on the line that would like to identify themselves? No response, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Bring us to item B, which is the communications or lay on the table items. Do we have any items at this time? Hearing and seeing none, we'll go to item C, which is disclosure of conflicts of interest. I would like to disclose that under item B of the approval of the Wrangell Warehouse remediation, Marble Construction has put in a bid for that, and my son is a partner with Marble, so I will recuse myself, and Andy, you would, if you would take over the vote on that particular issue, that would be great. And Steve, I'll hand the gavel over to you to run that portion of the meeting.
All right.
Also, I was requested to mention that Sharon's nephew works and are partnered with Marble, but in the fact that she doesn't vote on this particular item, I don't see where she has any conflict in regards to her involvement. Anybody else?
Mr. Chair, I'll just comment on that. You're right. I mean, Sharon is an employee of the agency, but you know, having disclosed it, that's the proper way to handle it.
Thank you. So with that, we have an agenda before us. So I have a motion to approve the agenda as it's presented.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Thank you, Stephen. Did I have a second? Abby, did you second?
Yes.
Okay, with Abby a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing and seeing none, Sharon, would you please call the roll?
Will Bradbury?
Yes.
Sievertson?
Yes.
Henson?
Yes.
And do we have Mr. Lynn with us yet? Bob Lynn? All right, Mr. Hagerman?
Yes, I did send Bob a text to see if he was gonna sign in, and I haven't got anything back.
All right, thank you. And Prysunka.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, motion has been approved. Bring just the persons, if you heard, is there anybody wishing to speak to the SEPA board at this particular point in time? Is there anybody wishing to speak to the board? Hearing none, we'll move on into the items of new business. Item A is the consideration and approval of the Petersburg Substation Refurbishment Contract increase to FY 22 R&R budget. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I move to authorize staff to enter into a contract with Specialty Engineering, Inc. for refurbishment of the Petersburg Substation for $258,700. I further move to increase the fiscal year 2022 budget for R&R 22375 to $271,635, which includes the contract amount plus a 5% contingency for $12,935.
Second.
I have a second. Yep, thank you, Steve. It's been moved and seconded. Trey, do you have anything to comment on this item?
I'll just note that we're bringing this before the board to increase the budget amount as well as the contract itself. Had a single bidder, and the bid is over what we anticipated originally. But I will say, just in general terms, with regard to contracts and RFPs, we've been having very limited response, even though we're advertising in all of our typical channels that we do. And some of the feedback I've got from potential bidders is lack of manpower is a big one. And then on some other projects, a perception of risk associated with the supply chain and other things. But anyway, so that's what I got. And Robert, do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
Not much. The original budget had mobilization and demobilization estimated for 2021. That's gone up significantly with the cost of fuel and shipping. And for Petersburg substation, we actually, for the gravel and rock, we actually estimated more. So that came in a little bit lower. But the cost of materials for painting and roofing materials, and then the cost for covering all the assets to prevent rain from damaging the materials while under production, that went up as well. So it was an oversight a little bit, but there was a lot of escalation in cost. And so we're at a better spot now to estimate in the future, but things are increasing in cost for sure.
Thank you for that, Robert. And Joel, a little bit of update. I heard that you had some stuff going on there in Washington State, and you're seeing some of the same things on your end. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, one of my clients here, just for regular transformers, are seeing prices 30 to 40% more, and if you can get them. And, you know, it's a scramble to get them. And then I was just at a meeting yesterday where they were replacing a substation transformer, and it was 50% more.
Wow.
So, and the lead time is like, you know, 9 months. So it's, you know, just everybody's seeing it. And, you know, it's easier to get to, well, it's not easier to get to the San Juan Islands than Alaska. It's about the similar, but it's mostly easier to get to places in the lower 48. And then you tack on what you got to do to get up to you guys. So no surprise.
Thank you for that, Joel.
Darren,
yes.
So with all of that said, does it make sense to expand the contingency to maybe 10% just in case you start getting into Pandora's box and you need a couple more grand?
Trey.
Well, I mean, we can always increase that. It's a good question, Andy. I'm hoping that there's not much creep on this one at this point.
And you can always come back to the board for more.
Yeah. I'm hoping that we don't on this particular item.
Excellent. Thank you.
One thing I will add too, you know, as we, you know, we have a couple RFPs and potential contracts that we're going to discuss today, and we have a few more going forward that are out on the street right now. You know, I think from a little bit additional perspective on this is I don't see prices going down, and there's some primary drivers for that. You know, some of those we already mentioned, lack of manpower. I think that that's even going to get harder as infrastructure dollars flow. I also see some inflationary items in there for, you know, commodities and everything else, and supply chain costs that also are driven from that. And then on top of that, also you have interest rates are also going up. So I know there's been some discussion in the past, you know, wow, this is a lot more than we expected. And I think the reality is we should expect costs to even go up more over the next couple of years, unfortunately.
Yeah, so to that too, I understand that. And I think with our infrastructure demands that that's going to be the case. But if we have projects that we can put off that don't affect that, I think that's something to consider, because I don't know when this price is going to go back down, but if we don't have to build it today and we can hold off for a while. The price of commodities right now are so high, and inflation is continuing to increase. We don't know what's going to happen between now and the next 2 years, what's happening over in Ukraine. So it's time to be, you know, to consider all those facts as we look moving forward. But with that, we do have a motion on the table, and it has been seconded. We've had discussion. Is there any further discussion? Hearing and seeing none, Sharon, would you please call the roll on the motion?
Prysunka?
Yes.
Bradbury?
Yes.
Sievertson?
Yes.
Hansen?
Yes.
Hagerman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. That motion passes. That brings us on to consideration and approval of the Wrangell Warehouse Fire Remediation Contract and increase in the FY 2022 R&R budget. And as I had indicated earlier, I do have a conflict. So with that, I would ask Andy to be the voting member on this, and I would now turn the gavel over to Mr. Prysunka.
With that, I'd entertain a motion.
Your Honor, I move to authorize staff to enter into a contract with Marble Island LLC, DBA, Marble Construction for the Wrangell Warehouse Office Remediation Project in the amount of $776,000. I further move to increase the FY 2022 budget for RR22377 to $863,600, which includes the contract amount plus a 10% contingency of $77,600.
Moved by Ms. Bradbury. We have a second.
Hagerman seconds.
I seconded by Hagerman. Trey, do you want to give us an update on that, please?
Sure. So just a little refresher on this. This is a fire remediation contract for the Wrangell office / warehouse. The main thing here is this is mostly covered by insurance. Our risk is limited somewhat, I'll say, by our $100,000 deductible. We did send this information to our adjuster and requested a response on the amount. Their original adjustment that they proposed, which I rejected, was they had valued it at $419,000 and change. And they also were that they had applied a depreciation element, and our insurance is for replacement. I'll be interested to hear feedback from them. There may be elements in the RFP that they may come back and say that, yeah, we'll cover all this stuff, but there's one or two things in here we don't think are relevant or that we don't agree with. We essentially drafted the RFP off of the insurance company's third-party engineer. So hopefully we don't have any of that, but I'm just pointing it out to the board that could impact SEPA's portion of this. I'll also note that this will be handled under R&R, and then monies that come in from an insurance settlement will come in a different as revenue. So they're handled a little bit different. So we're still waiting for feedback from the adjuster, but to get things moving, this is where we're at. We had a sole bid once again, which I don't like, but I think that's just the nature of the times right now. And it's a little bit of a complicated project because we got to peel all the skin off the building, and then we have to remediate the smoke and soot damage on the beam, so they have to be cleaned and then resealed. So there's a little bit of risk for the contractor to execute that. Of course, you got to have the building enclosed in heated when you're applying that, so you can do it at the proper temperatures and such. So I think that's about all I've got on this one. If anybody has any questions, happy to address them.
You bet. Any questions for Trey? All right, thank you, Trey. Hearing none, Sharon, would you call the roll, please?
I will. Hagerman?
Yes.
Prysunka?
Yes.
Bradbury?
Yes.
Donato?
Yes.
And Hansen?
Yes.
Thank you.
that, we'll turn it back over to our chairman.
Thank you, Steve. So that brings us to item C, consideration and approval of Wrangell circuit switcher replacement contract. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Move to authorize staff to enter into a contract with Electric Power Contractors, Inc. for replacement of the Wrangell transformer circuit switcher for $148,310.
Second.
Mr. Chair.
I would like to, and Trey may speak to this too, but there was a correction to that. I think the original came out at 148,310, and the number should be, as it's corrected, 148,130.
Sorry. So Sharon, how best to handle that then? Should I go back and do a...
I think if we just correct it and say it was an error in calculations or how it was transferred, and I think we'd be fine. So
should I just pull my motion and remake it?
Sure, if you like.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Start over.
Thanks, Joel. I'll rescind that motion then. So it's 148,310?
130.
Okay, the new one's up there. Okay, I move to authorize staff. Okay, this is Prasanka. I move to authorize staff to enter into a contract with Electric Power Contractors, Inc., for replacement of the Wrangell transformer circuit switcher for $148,130.
Second.
It has been moved and second. We have the corrected motion in front of us. Trey.
Thank you. And sorry for that error. We just had two numbers transposed there. Anyway, so this particular contract is just addressing the installation and commissioning component of the overall R&R. So, and it's pretty much spot on to what we were estimating. So within reason, so we're not anticipating any budget adjustment on this particular one, and just a approval of the proposal, the proposed bid. And once again, we only had one on this one as well.
Thank you, Trey. Anybody have any comments? Hearing, seeing none, Sharon, would you please call the roll?
Stevenson?
Yes.
Hansen?
Yes.
Hagerman?
Yes.
Prysanka?
Yes.
Bradbury?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. So that concludes the new business. And before we adjourn, is there any board member that wishes to address the board at this time with any notes or interest? Who do we have? Yes, go ahead. Yes, Andy.
Yeah, so getting back to the circuit switcher. So the way I read that, it's currently out of service. It doesn't have, it leaked all the gas, SF6 gas. So is that locked out, or are we still using it to interrupt? I'm just curious.
You want me to answer that?
Yeah, go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, so as of right now, Andy, it has one operation. It is not locked out. It does have bypass switches on it, but we have not closed those. As of right now, we have locked out the switch yard so that the circuit switcher has one operation. If it does operate, it will fail, but it will save the transformer at the same time. So that is the intent of replacing this, is to try and to get that back up to safety. So we have signs there that no authorized personnel, no entry, and we have identified that there is a risk in that switch yard.
All right. And then the other thing I read in there, if you don't mind me, so it's a Southern State circuit switcher, which is fantastic. The ones that I've used in my past for Southern States, I'm very, very satisfied with those. Super service. I would encourage you to get the service person out from Southern States, and give it a blessing. But the other thing is, now are we buying just that mechanism to set on the same frames and steel, or are we also going to buy new steel to support the new circuit switcher?
So if you don't mind, Trey?
Right ahead, Robert.
Okay, so the new circuit switchers are actually lower voltage, so they're lighter in weight. The old circuit switchers were 115 kV. The new circuit switchers are 72.5 kV. And the reason being is we are moving our entire system back down to the 69,000 volts, which we've been in operation for 35 years. We've already replaced a submarine cable at that voltage. And so in the future, we will continue to replace devices at that voltage. So the structure is sound for that device. And we have identified the height requirements in Southern States has manufactured the device to basically be a direct replacement for the existing one with a base plate, the switch, and we will be replacing the operating mechanism and utilizing the existing ground, which is already have the new switch has provisions for the existing ground system. So it will be a fairly straightforward project. But one thing to note for the board here is we actually did save quite a bit of money on this project because we ordered that circuit switcher, if you recall, in 2021 before this escalation really started happening. And as Joel mentioned, now the lead time on that kind of item is significantly greater. So we did ourselves a great service by being forthcoming on getting that asset, ordered.
Good deal. Hopefully the holes will all line up for you.
Yep, they should. If anything else, we'll do some field work. But the base plate is very, very straightforward on it. It'll just sit on the existing infrastructure, and if the holes don't line up, we'll just drill and bolt.
Thank you for that question, Andy, and thanks Robert for that answer. So to Trey. As we're moving forward with our R&R, we are fortunate in the fact that we ordered this in 2021. Is there anything that you see on the horizon that we probably should think about expending some funds and getting ordered or in the queue for manufacturing?
Not that I know of right now. We did put a potential spare full length of submarine cable on hold till those commodity prices stabilize. So that we kind of put that one on the back burner. As far as long lead time items, we'll probably be looking, mid-year at next year and seeing if there's some things, that we need to consider ordering ahead of time, just because lead times are leaning out a little bit further. So, we'll be reviewing that. And if we come across something that we feel that the lead times are not aligning properly with our R&R program, then we'll bring that forward to the board. But good question. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Anybody else? Well, thank you guys for making time today to get this done and underway. And if I remember right, Sharon, we're scheduled for April
19th.
Mm-hmm. So our next meeting, and we will have more contracts to consider at that particular meeting as they come in. So I appreciate that. If there's nothing else, I'd entertain a motion for adjournment.
Move to adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
And we've had a motion and a second to adjourn. Is there any opposition? Hearing and seeing none, the chair will rule that we stand adjourned. Thank you, guys.